Good morning. You guys, it is still super dark outside, and I'm in the hammock again on an early morning because I was up thinking about you and how grateful I am for you, and that you're listening, that you're in a part of this community, that you're an intentional person who wants to live life well, and that you want to become your best self. Like, I love that. That one thing gives you such an advantage in life to have that desire to improve, to live your best life, to live a life that's just happy and awesome. Right? That awesome sauce life, and to have an extraordinary family life. It's the best. And then it makes it so, like, I just love what I do. I love that I get to work with incredible people. Every day, every single day, I work with great people, with you and with other people like you. I love it. Man, I love it. I get to coach and train and teach and mentor and learn from you, and oh, it's awesome. So awesome. I've been having, sorry, there's a little bit of wind. Hopefully it won't go. Oh, this is awesome. Being outside. Maybe you can hear the breeze in the trees here. It's beautiful. But let you guys, like, I'm learning every day, and I'm having these coaching sessions every single day now. Well, not. I mean, I coach occasionally on Saturdays, and I don't do any coaching on Sundays, so I kind of have that downtime with family time. But man, I always end up meeting up with people and having these great conversations. Whether it's a church or in the grocery store or wherever, I just love it. I love sharing what I'm learning and what's working, and helping people create transformations, because you guys are doing the work. You're creating the transformations, and I just, oh man, I love it. We just recently did another live training for the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program, and it was all about the majesty of calmness, and which is a great book. It's a phenomenal book, and we really just talked about the first chapter about getting super settled in your mind and your heart and your soul, like that majesty of calmness. Not just like sitting still, although we need that too. But it's interesting, I'm hearing more and more, I'm hearing people having this need for stillness. Our lives are so busy and so hectic and so crazy, and we are experiencing chaos both outside and inside, and we have so many distractions and so much going on that we're not carving out space to, well, one, to be still, right? Because you have any downtime, man, we're turning right to a device, or we have the things we buffer about. You've heard me talk about that in other episodes, right? We turn to buffering, we turn to all these different activities. And it's actually like some of you may not have any stillness in your life. And many of us definitely do not have the majesty of calmness, where we can be clear and calm even amidst the chaos and the turmoil and the struggle and the challenge and the difficulty and the pain, all of that. And still have that calm, clear confidence of knowing who you are, who you want to be, and where you're going. And that is powerful. And man, I want to share you that, share that with you, because in the training we did, so it's a live training. I do two live trainings every month with the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching, and then we have just insane amounts of resources in there. It's so awesome. And look, if you're not in there, I want to invite you to join it. right? You can get in, you can go to gregdenning.com, scroll down past the videos, and the first option there is live monthly coaching. Just try it. Your first month you can get for $7. And then it's $37 a month after that. And we're giving, just in one live training, $37, man. It's so worth it. And just this last one was so special, so touching, so powerful. And the messages I got afterward about it, just how it just hit home. It was the right message at the right time for people to, you know, to, in fact, I got multiple messages that it was just the boost of confidence they needed to take action. And they went and took action. Or the words just hit home. It was just exactly what they needed to hear to get the encouragement and help to be living life the way they want to be living life right now. Right? It was powerful, and this is a powerful community of people. So get in on the action. Invest in yourself. Set aside that small amount of money. And maybe right now that seems like a lot of money for you. But that investment in yourself is huge. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to the people around you to make that happen. Get in the game, my friends. Get in the game. Okay, but let's keep going. Let's keep going about the majesty of calmness. Here's one of the things that just struck me so powerfully again. And that I see time and time again. I see it in my own family. I see it in me, especially in the way I used to think. I'm seeing it day in and day out. It almost seems to be increasing. And it's in the... So it's almost the opposite of that majesty of calmness, right? It's in an insecurity. How many of you have an insecurity? Right, I can see you all raising your hands. Raise your hands, right? In fact, raise your hand right now. I'm raising my hand. If you have an insecurity, raise your hand, right? Here's what's interesting. Is we've become so... I was going to say competitive, but I think the better word is comparative. I don't even know if that's a word. But we compare so much. And as somebody one time said, that comparison is the thief of joy. But even if we aren't comparing, maybe we're comparing against a standard, which is the better way, or we're comparing against ourselves, which is actually a pretty healthy thing to do, is compare against your best, right? You're in this journey to be pursuing your best. But anyway, we look at it, a lot of the insecurities come from comparing ourselves to others. And when you feel insecure, and here's the big question, here's the big message, this is really what I want to invite you to think through and give you some challenges here. When you compare yourself to others, when you feel insecure, what do you do? And for most of us, the response, right? And this is like the magic. This is the magic and the majesty of calmness. It's the way you respond, right? And our response, and that's why I love this. You take the word responsibility and you kind of separate it. Your responsibility. Our ability to respond quickly and effectively to life is perhaps the most important skill set we can develop. And yet many of us never even think about that or think to work on it, right? And really challenge ourselves. The responsibility. How do you respond to the winds of circumstance that blow on all of us? And we've talked about that before, but I'm going to talk about it specifically right now. In the sense of insecurity, when you feel insecure about something in your life, how do you respond to that? Interestingly, most of us have been trained by our upbringing, by our parents, by our siblings, by our experiences, by our peers, by people around us, even by social media now, by movies and music. My goodness, have you guys noticed that? I do. Oh, my kids will put on a song and I'm like, whoa, did you hear what that was just said? And they're like, no. I'm like, well, listen to that. And it's interesting. Like, it is literally training. These kids and adults are listening to these songs again and again and again and again and again. And the message in the song is they're sharing, you know, watch for it now. They share some kind of insecurity, some kind of hurt, some kind of circumstance they didn't like, and how they responded to it. And the response is like the most unhealthy thing ever. And they share it in the movies. And we keep perpetuating that. And then we see it in our friends and neighbors, and we see it on social media, and we see it in our parents. And you know, our parents didn't very often didn't know how to respond to it. And you know, they had their insecurities, and they just responded in the way they knew how, which wasn't a very healthy way. And we saw that, and so we kind of pick it up. And many of us aren't even aware of what I'm talking about, right? Until maybe right now you're like, oh, whoa. And then you guys, the most fascinating thing is I've seen it pretty often, actually, where I'll notice a pattern, a mental or emotional pattern, in a youth or young adult, and then I meet their parents, and I can, within a few minutes, I'm like, oh, there it is, that's where they got it. And then occasionally I get to meet a grandparent and go, oh, there it is. And I literally get to see it passed down generationally. And I've yet to get to the next generation, the great grandparents or grandparents, right? Or the great grandparents, but it's there too, because we just pass these things along. And many of them, listen to this, many of them are not genetic. They're learned. And either the family and the individuals are just totally unaware of it, or they just don't know how to break out of it. So I want you to think about the things you feel insecure about. The number one insecurity for women has to do with body image. And that may or may not be your consideration if you're a woman. But that's just when they do the surveys and the research, that's most women say that. Yeah, that's the big one. The number one for men is in providing for their families. But there's definitely more insecurities, right? There's insecurities around, well, appearance. So there's body image, and then there's appearance, right? How you think you look. There's insecurities around how much money you have, or think you have, or need. There's insecurities around like stuff and things, from like the clothes, the car, to the house, to the work you do, right? We are in this society that definitely compares professions. There's insecurities around social skills. There are insecurities around education and perceived education and intelligence, right? You ever done that, or you just feel you don't think you're as smart as other people? You feel some insecurities around your level of intelligence. There's insecurities around your abilities or perceived lack of abilities, right? If you feel like if you struggle to do a certain skill, you feel insecure about that, especially if you begin to compare with others. So any of your skills, your abilities, your talents, your social interactions, I mean, we could just go on and on. It's interesting. It's really easy. And this is where I want to go, because can you see how this is the opposite of the majesty of calmness? Can you see how this is disturbing your peace? And I can see you in my mind's eye, like nodding your head, and probably some of you shedding some tears right now. Like, yeah, this is robbing me of the majesty of calmness, because inside I'm feeling tons of turmoil around my insecurities. And if you guys have listened to my podcast, my story, or watched my videos, you know part of my story. And I was a whole lot of insecurities, my friends. Oh my goodness. I was super insecure about my appearance, from my hair color, because I got made fun of that, to my big old feet. I have big feet and big toes, especially like big Sasquatch or Hobbit feet. It's cool to have Hobbit feet now. I got big feet, right? And people made fun of me about that. And so I was insecure. Actually, and that like subconsciously carried with me even into our marriage. Whenever I sat down, I would curl my toes under and cover them with my feet. And my wife's like, "Why do you sit like that?" And I'm like, "What?" And I was always trying to hide my toes. It became subconscious into my 20s. And she's like, "What are you?" She's like, "You're doing it. You're sitting like that." And I'm like, "Oh." And I was hiding my toes. Which by then I really was overcoming it. But it was just this subconscious pattern. I sat down, curled my toes under to hide them, right? I was insecure about, I had acne. And so, you know, had marks on my face. I was insecure about freckles. I was insecure. Well, and I was kind of a, I guess, I mean, I wasn't, I was a little bit chubby as a kid. Actually won the fattest baby contest, which is quite the achievement, right? I was huge. It's one of my favorite pictures. I was a big, roly kid. It was awesome. I was insecure about my family situation because I ended up out on my own. My mom and dad got divorced young, and then stepdads kind of came and went. I was insecure about that. So I was insecure. Man, we didn't have any money. I was broke. Insecure about that. I didn't feel like I was a very intelligent person. I was insecure about that. I was actually a really slow reader. Struggled with reading. Just could not get that together. Even though I loved reading and I tried to read, I was a slow reader. Man, we could go on and on. Big one was my insecurity around my social skills. I just had the hardest time relating to people. I really struggled. I didn't know what to say. And I remember being just terrified of the idea of sitting there with somebody. I've told you this before in other episodes. The idea of like being in a car ride with somebody and having, you know, feeling this pressure to have a conversation and not having a clue what to talk about. That was terrifying. Oh, man. And I would look over at others who just, it seemed so easy for them to talk and connect and talk to strangers or talk to girls or to have friends. I didn't feel like, you know, there was time periods when I had friends and we hung out and stuff and I felt like I could talk to them. But then there were time periods when, especially when I was moving around a lot on my own, trying to figure out my life, I didn't have many friends. And how grateful I was for people to reach out, who would reach out to me, you know, and befriend me, because I wasn't reaching out and doing it right, and I felt alone. But I felt insecure about it a lot. But here's what changed everything for me, and this is what I want to share today and give you some hope and encouragement and some invitations and challenges. That whatever your insecurity, and so now you've thought about your insecurities, right? My next question is, what do you do about it? What is your current response ability? And I say responsibility, and I want to focus on ability and skill, because all of this is learnable. All of this is trainable. The way you respond to your insecurities right now, in fact, I would say your insecurities are trained. They're acquired. You've learned them, right? Those are things you've learned and can unlearn. And your response to them is an ability that you have picked up, acquired, or neglected to work on, which was my case. And let's just be, have an honest moment here of love, right? Many of us aren't working on our ability to respond to our insecurities. And so I want to ask you, what is your response ability, how are you responding to your insecurities? What do? In so many situations, we ironically do the exact opposite of what we want to do and should do. You with me? And so if we feel insecure about the current condition of our body, we often turn to food. And we, oh, I hate this. Oh, I'm going to just eat. And so we're like, wait, what in the world? And we do it, right? I've done it. You've probably done it. We do the wrong thing. Oh my goodness. And then now me saying that, you're going to be like, oh, see, I do the wrong thing. I am not here to create more insecurities, friends. So please, please, in fact, I forbid you. I forbid you from getting another insecurity about what we're talking about here and what I'm about to say. In the most healthy way, I just want you to look at it and just observe. And you guys, for the most part, I'm telling you, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. You've not had the training. You've not had anyone kind of point it out and give you the coaching. Like, in fact, you've been trained to do what you do. It's been conditioned into you. So it's not your fault. And so all we're doing today is bringing an awareness to you and an invitation. So you are forbidden for feeling more insecure about what you've been doing. What we're going to do is just notice it today and start training ourselves in a new response ability. That when we feel insecure, we're going to lean into it. So that this is today's big message, my friends. Whatever you feel insecure about, use it as leverage. Use it to power you. Use it to turn on and fuel your generator. Like, push into it. Lean into that thing and go after it. Use it as power, as fuel, as potential. So take your insecurity and if what you've been doing, if your response to it, like, okay, let's take a social thing. If you feel insecure socially, what do you do? Most of the people I talk to or work with, and my own experience was, when I felt insecure socially, I avoided social situations. Does that serve me? Does that serve others? If, because I feel insecure socially, I avoid social situations or act weird, which I did, right? Or say or do weird things. Or I would even do crazy stuff to try to get attention because I felt so insecure. This was like, some stuff was conscious, some of it was unconscious. Like, I look back and I'm like, oh man, I was totally doing that. You know, some bizarre behavior, whether it was a hairstyle or piercings or weird clothes or strange behaviors. It was just starving for attention. And you'll notice this now that I pointed out, some of you will begin to notice it in yourself or in others. They're like, oh man, that behavior. And here's, we get into the collusion, right? We've talked about this before in other episodes where you actually begin to produce or continue to produce the result you don't want. And so we'll get into these bizarre behaviors or, you know, responsibility, right? That actually, so in this example, we feel insecure socially, and so we kind of are acting in a way because we want more attention, we want more connection, we want to be seen and heard and understood, and we want relationships, but we end up doing something that drives people away. And I see this often. And when I sit down, because I have this unique privilege and opportunity to coach, I'll sit down and talk, like, hey, what's going on? And like, oh, I just want friends. I want people to notice me. All I want, I just feel so lonely, so isolated. I just want some friendships. I want to have some relationships. And I'm like, well, you keep doing that. You're like, well, yeah, because I'm, and it's like they're trying so hard. And what they're doing is actually driving people away. Now, what I don't want you to do is if you've done that, to start feeling bad about it and add to your insecurity. That's not what we're doing here today. We're bringing awareness to it so we can change our response ability. We're going to change what we do and lean into it. So if you have some insecurities around your social skills, what's the ideal thing for you to do? Like, I don't want to hand out these shoulds to everybody and this, that, and the other. Like, I want you to answer, like, what's the ideal thing for you to do? What's the best thing for you to do if you feel insecure about your social skills? I think you would say, well, work on my social skills, right? To develop them, because everything is trainable. Everything's developable. So you can actually learn, study and practice social skills. Start with great books. Start by noticing people who you admire who seem to have great social skills. What are they doing? Emulate it. Like, take notes on this stuff. Literally take notes. And you're like, well, it seems so nerdy, so dorky. Like, you guys, people train. They work. Either mentally or physically or like emotionally, they work on their skills. And you can too. It's all trainable. So I want you to read about it, observe it, take notes on it, memorize things, like memorize behaviors, memorize patterns. Like, and you guys, trust me, those who are the just world class in every area of life, they have taken notes on these things. They've studied it out. They've been really cognizant. They've memorized things. Early on, I was like, okay, like I just noticed. Somehow I noticed. Oh, and I got it from somebody early on. Thankfully, they noticed I needed some help socially. So they gave me the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I love that book. Oh, man, I love that book. That's the Bible of social skills. It's so good. And every one of us ought to be great at social skills. Even if we don't want to be or we aren't insecure about it, we all ought to be great at it. And so because we're social people, right? I don't think there's anyone who should just not have some social skills. I think we all should, because we interact with humans. And one of the things in there, he says, look, ask great questions. You know, great people with great social skills, they're asking great questions and learning to listen. So I'm like, yes, that's me. I'm going to learn how to listen to people. I'm going to learn how to ask questions. I literally wrote down a whole bunch of questions. I did. Because in the moment, I would get so terrified that my mind would freeze and I literally would not have a clue what to ask. So I made a list of questions. I remember doing this as in my teens. I made a list of questions and I memorized them, and I would look at them before a social situation so I'd know how to ask people questions. Turns out that's an awesome skill. That's a really great thing, because all people love to have somebody show genuine, sincere interest in them and to ask a good question. I love doing that. I'll meet perfect strangers and just ask them a good question and listen. I love it. Okay, so lean into it. If you have some insecurities around your around social skills, lean into it. Practice it. Try. Be willing to get uncomfortable socially, like try to talk to somebody or hold up a conversation or even strike up a conversation, and practice. And then afterwards say, what did I do well? What did I want to improve? And lean into it, okay? If you feel, let's switch gears here. If you feel insecure about your body, what are you going to do about it? I want you to lean into it. There isn't any reason why every one of us can have our best body. Well, okay, there might be a few exceptions. I can't, like, there's no reason. But again, it's the exception, not the rule. And a lot of us are trying to make exceptions for ourselves. The vast majority of us can get our body in a great condition. Even if you've had children, even if your work has you sitting all the time and you're traveling and eating out. Like, I've heard all the excuses. I've used most of them. Right? So we're in this together. There isn't any reason. Well, for the most part, there isn't any reason why you can't get your body in a fantastic condition. Now, we are not comparing to others. We're comparing to our best. Okay, I don't want you comparing your body to other people. Unless it inspires you. There is some comparison that inspires you, and then there's some comparison that crushes you. And that's part of your responsibility. So when you see women that are really fit, does that inspire you, women? When you see guys that are super fit, does it inspire you, fellas? Like, it's our responsibility. So if you see somebody's ripped, you go, "Oh, I'm such a," and we start beating ourselves up instead of going, "Dude, he's ripped," or "She looks great. I'm that's it. I'm going to the gym." Now, I'm not saying, my body's not like that because he's taller than me or he's bigger than me. I'll never be that way. I don't do that. I just go, "Wow, he's in great shape. He's really paid a price. I'm going to go work out." And so I want you to lean into it. If you're insecure about your body, lean into that in a healthy way, not an insecure way, not a way where you beat yourself up, not where you get obsessive or extreme. You just lean into it and go, that's it. I'm going to improve the way I eat. I'm going to lower the amount of food I eat if you're eating too much." So for those of you who want to lose weight, just you lower your portions just a little. Watch what happens with just a little. And improve the quality of the food you're putting in your body. And then just lean into some exercising. Start with walking if you need to. Just walk. Spend some time walking. And then you can get up to running, jogging, cycling, swimming, like whatever you want to do. Just lean into it and do it. And my coaching clients, I'm always helping them get in better shape, all of them. Because that's just, man, every one of us, because you have a body. If you're listening to this, you have a body. Because you have a body, you need to take care of it. And by taking care of it, it raises your energy levels, it raises the way you your confidence levels, it helps your brain. Like the science, there's a new book called Spark, and I highly recommend it. Like get into lean into it. So study fitness. Read The Power of Full Engagement. And I've got some other book recommendations if you want. Like just lean into fitness. There's a free app called the 7 Minute Workout. One of my clients was on a layover and the flight was delayed, so she and her daughters did the 7 Minute Workout right in the airport. Right? Boom. That's fantastic, right? Just like get these in. And you do your you there and there's other apps too where you just turn it on, do your exercises, and just do them, just crank them out, right? Drink more water, eat healthier, lean into it. I want all of you. You hear me? Like I wish I was with you and I could just put my hands on your shoulders and say, "I want you." Yes, I'm talking to you. I want you to get in the best shape of your life. And I know there's little voices in there. I know the chatter and the racket that's going on in your head right now. "Well, I can't because of this. I can't." Just don't. No. And I'm like, "Oh, see, I'm insecure. I hate it." I don't do that. Don't do that. Like, you guys, just in the healthiest way with this calmness, this majesty of calmness, you just say, "You know what? I'm gonna lean into this, and I'm gonna in a really healthy way." I'm going to get my body in the condition that I want it to be in. Not because I'm comparing to others, because I want my body to be healthy. Every one of you, I want you to be healthy and get your body in the condition you want it to be in. Right? No insecurities around it. We're just training. And if it's in your marriage, lean into it. If it's in your skill set, lean into it. If it's in your income, fellas, or women now, because a lot of women are working income. If that's it, lean into it. In a healthy way, lean into it. Don't just sit there and acquiesce and say, "Well, I don't have any skills, so I can't earn money," or my boss won't pay me more," or, "Well, this area there's no job." Don't, please, forbid yourself from making excuses that prevent you, that take away your power. You're, like, for the most part, on income. You'll be paid for what you know and what you can do well. And both of those things are within your control. Man, like I'm hitting it here, you guys. I want to help. And I have totally transformed my life and my circumstances and my condition. I've used every excuse. I've had most insecurities. And I've totally transformed my life by leaning into them. Lean into them. So if there's a skill, like identify that. Say, what skill would dramatically increase your income? What skill or skills would guarantee your future success. If you want to earn more, whether you're insecure about it or not, like, lean into it. What you know and what you can do well is what you'll get paid for. So lean into that. Notice the people who are just killing it in your field and learn what they're doing and practice what they're doing well until you are really competent and efficient and effective at it. If you want to switch careers, do it. Learn the skill set and become great at it. There's nothing stopping you from doing that except you. The library is just chock full of free books that will give you information you need, and then you just practice and practice and practice. And we all have time. Those of us, even the busiest people, when I sit down and coach them, I find like, oh, well, we go through their schedule and you're like, oh, there it is. Where are you wasting time? And you're like, oh man, yeah, like every day I'm wasting time on this or that, or I'm not capitalizing on time I have. Like, if you have even a 15-minute commute, man, that's 15 minutes there, 15 minutes back of an audiobook. And you get that audiobook going, woo, now you got 30 minutes, and then you increase your ability to listen, and you can run it up to 1.25 time, 1.5 time, even 2 time, double time, right? And so that's an hour worth of a book when you've worked up your abilities there. That's an hour worth of a book every day. Hello? I know some 4-hour, 6-hour, 8-hour, 12-hour books that are life-changing. That would only take you 10 days. That's 2 weeks. 2 5-day work weeks, and you've gone through a book that blows your mind. And then you practice and practice and practice and practice. You with me? So whatever your insecurity is, lean into it. If your response has been to do the opposite, to kind of self-sabotage, then I challenge you to switch it. And every time, now you got to create a new habit here and a new neural connection, because every time you felt insecure about it, you've responded the wrong way. So literally, some people, if they feel bad about their income, they'll do things at work that either ensure that they will be stuck in that same place forever, or actually ensure that they get fired or fail. Like, literally, we practice self-sabotage. We feel insecure about income, so we end up making choices and decisions and habits that even sabotage the income. Isn't that fascinating? And I've done it. You guys, don't feel bad about it. I've done it. Most people do it. You've been trained into it. But now you know, you lean into it. Lean into your insecurities. Get in there. Fight with them. Fight for them. Like, just in the healthy way, we're going to take what's bothering us and we're going to start working on it. Now, I know in your head, some of you are like, but that'll take so long. Well, so what? When you start taking steps, here's what happens. When you start taking steps in the right direction, you start getting momentum. And momentum increases speed and turnaround. So it'll often happen way, way faster than you think. Okay? That's number one. You get momentum in the right direction. It happens. It's slow at first. It's like getting that airplane off the runway. It takes a lot of fuel and effort. But once it's up, you're going. So get momentum. The second thing is, look, time's going to pass. And I found that people who perpetually self-sabotage, they keep thinking about time like, oh, that'll take a year or 2 years or 5 years to learn that. And I remember thinking that early on when my thinking was one way. I remember thinking like, well, that'll take too long. I'm not going to do it. Until one day it finally clicked for me, like, duh, that time is going to pass anyways. There's nothing I can do to stop time. It's going to pass. So you guys, the next 5 years are going to pass. In 5 years from now, like, we're all going to be there. It's going to pass. And so what we do with it is the only determining factor, right? And so in 5 years from now, I'll either have way more and better skills and knowledge, or I'll be just about the same as I am, or even worse. And so if I let my insecurities push me into the worst, so the 5 years are going to pass, so 5 years will pass, and in 5 years from now, I can look at myself and like, oh man, I'm the same or worse off. Or if I lean into my insecurity, in 5 years from now, I won't be insecure about it anymore because I'll be rocking it. Whoa. And the likelihood is I'll get momentum, and it only took 2 years, right? And it's totally possible, my friends, to nail 10-year goals in 12 months when you lean into it. So whatever that insecurity is that's just been eating you up and stopping you, where you've been looking at it the wrong way, I challenge, invite you with love. And if we were together, I'd be giving you a big hug right now and say, you got this. You got this. Lean into that thing and transform it. Use that majesty of calmness to slowly move forward. And when you have setbacks, and when you fall into old patterns, oh, well, it's okay. I'm back on it. I'm back in the game. And turn that insecurity into a strength. And if you want help with it, go to gregdenning.com, sign up for a coaching session, and we can just get tailored, like, custom plan just for you. Right? We can customize it just for you and build out a plan to do that, where literally, like, just take this into your head, make it your new model, make it your way of thinking, where your insecurity becomes your strength. What will your life be like? See yourself. Something that's bothered you, even if it's been your whole life. When I meet with my clients, they're like, I've struggled with this my entire life. I'm like, okay, I'm done. Today, that changes. And it's the beginning of the new you, where your insecurity now becomes your strength. And yes, that is totally possible. And I want to help you do it. So get after it, my friends. Awesome is always an option. Reach upward. Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions, or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level, so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there. Take advantage of this. Try it out. Get in there with us and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.